toolkit is a response to a lot of requests that we continually get by folks who would like to hire people with disabilities, but have really a lot of questions about where to find folks, what are some proper interview techniques. It's like anybody else. People say, well, we can't find them, you know, any minority. So we don't want people to have any excuses. We provide lots of information about where to go, including the workforce recruitment program for internships, our EARN website. There are just lots of resources. Then we talk about, once you hire folks, how you might provide them with productivity tools like we all need. We talk about the Job Accommodations Network. We just want to give people, or actually, we are giving people very practical information. So they have a place to go. And so, you know, it kind of takes away the excuse of we can't find anybody and we don't know what to do. We don't know how to hire folks. We don't know how to accommodate people.
And I was looking at the site over the weekend, and there are sections that deal with training, with creating a welcoming environment, section 508, making sure you have the tools that are available so folks can actually accomplish their jobs, their mission when they actually arrive, recruitment, hiring, and retention, keeping those people once you get them in the door.
You got it. That's the whole point of the website. And we know that you know, that disability is it's a natural part of the human condition, and it's the second largest minority, I guess. First is women, if you would consider women a minority. But, you know, there's a lot of folks who are qualified and who would like to work. We're in a time of deficit now, and it's important to get folks off the benefit rolls and onto the taxpayer rolls. And the federal government, I say, we must be a model employer. We must strive to be a model employer and walk the walk.
I know a lot of agencies, we hear a lot of talk about hiring freezes and all these kinds of things. And so they're saying, hold on, hiring more minority. I just want to be able to hire anybody. But what this is focusing on the people that you do hire, making sure that you're getting the best and the brightest. And that includes people who may be disabled.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest challenges, as you've dealt with this with federal agencies, what are some of the biggest challenges I know I was talking to one person over the weekend, and they said, you know, I'm always in that place. Can I ask if they have a disability or not? That's almost an uncomfortable area for folks.
Well, most people with disabilities have what we call non-evident disability. So it's very, you know, it's very difficult to ask if somebody has a disability. I think what works the best is to present a welcoming environment and have your culture, your work culture, include people with disabilities. And very often people will disclose that they have a disability. Now, you know, with people like me, it's very obvious. I happen to be blind, so it's clear that I have a disability. But very often people don't. And really, the way I think that you increase productivity in the workplace for folks who may not have an evident disability is to encourage a welcoming environment, hire folks with disabilities, hire folks, provide the appropriate accommodations or productivity tools, as we call them, and people will want to disclose, because they'll realize that, A, it's a safe environment. B, they'll get the appropriate accommodations that they may need to be a more productive worker. And C, when you have a workforce where people don't have to hide, you know, whether it's them being gay or lesbian or being folks with disabilities or whatever, the workforce tends to be a more productive place.
Does this end up costing more money for folks? I know Section 508, we've talked about, this is essentially the provision in the Disability Act that requires that technology be accessible for people with disability. And I can already see some people saying, hold on, in this age of austerity, in this budget crunch time, how do I do that? And this takes away from me accomplishing my mission. And that's part of the role that you're looking to play, is so that doesn't happen, right?
Well, one of the things that an agency can do is develop a centralized fund for these types of accommodations. Another thing they can do, depending on the accommodation, is seek out the Computer Electronic Accommodation Project over at the Department of Defense. They provide lots of different types of computer equipment that is free to federal workers and very often free to agencies. And I think it's an underutilized resource. And
you don't have to invent it. There are people already inventing this stuff.
But if you do have to provide money, let's say, for sign language interpreters, I think the best way is to have a centralized fund. So let's say you wanted to hire me. It doesn't come out of your budget in particular, but it's a pooled, it's a pooled fund, basically.
Are there other big challenges that you find that agencies have, issues that they come to you and say, okay, I don't, what are some of those?
Our biggest barrier still is fear. And basically low expectations. I think people don't expect that there are qualified people with disabilities that are able to work, so we don't look for them. You know, it's kind of the same attitude we had about women and folks of color 50 and 30 years ago. But once I think folks, the best answer to that question is to hire somebody with a disability. Once you hire somebody with a disability, the specialness sort of goes out of it, and we become part of your standard operating practice. So really, I think getting over the fear, getting over the low expectations, it needs to come from the top. I think people are afraid to, you know, they're afraid that people with disabilities won't pull their weight, or we won't, we won't fit into the work culture. But really, what happens is once we're hired, we do the job. People see us as a resource. People see us as contributing to our teams, and then we're not special anymore. We're just part of the folks.
I always think in terms of you're always looking for to hire the best and the brightest. And sometimes we don't look at a big chunk of the segment of society because we feel like how are we going to deal with blindness or whatever the disability may be. This is a way of there are ways of dealing with those.
Absolutely. I mean, we're at the top of our game in terms of technology. This is really a chance for the government, you know, to step up to the plate, hire folks, get folks off benefits. You know, bring us onto the taxpayer rolls.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about reducing the deficit. This is one way to do it.
Do you hear some nervousness based on the tight budget stuff? People saying,
sure. Yeah, I think people are nervous, but you know, there are being jobs, and we're having a modified freeze basically. And there are, if you look on USA Jobs, I mean, people are being hired all the time.
Yeah.
And our goal is just to make sure that they're qualified people with disabilities as part of those applicant pools.